But first, here's a guy who needs no introduction. He just signed a 9-year contract. Well, not just, a while ago, with the New York Rangers. Here's Brad Richards. How's your summer been?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to Toronto. And did you have a good summer?
Yeah, it was a different summer, for sure. Ended up being a little busy, but settled in New York and getting ready to get back to work.
I hear you. We've spent a fair bit of time talking about concussions, where we go. Is the league dragging their feet on the concussion issue or the brain injury issue? We've heard from Sid over the last little while and his opinion on this. And you have come out and essentially said, and I won't paraphrase too much, I'll let you say it, but essentially said, you know, maybe half the league is on board with this idea that we got to get rid of head hits. And the other half has got to figure this out. Is that an accurate depiction of your opinion?
Yeah, I don't know exactly half, but I mean, if you sat down in a locker room today, yeah, you'd be well on your way to get a majority vote of something's got to be done. Not only have we had the best player in the game out for the last year, but it's happening way too often. There's other issues that happen along with it, post-concussion stuff. So it's a real issue. I don't think anybody's dragging their feet. I think it's well on everybody's radar. It's just, we all wish there was one silver bullet answer that we could just say, yeah, let's do this and it's all going to work. But that's not as easy as, saying that.
I was just going to say, Brad, something a lot of people would agree now that something's got to be done. But what that something is, how you write a rule, how you change the culture of the game,
yeah,
doesn't seem to be that simple. And do you have an idea about what that something would be?
Yeah, it's not that simple. I agree 100% with Sid when he talks about headshots, because if you look at a game of hockey, obviously with the media and the replays, the next day you just see the headshots when something bad happens. But if you look at all the hits that go on during a game, there might be one or two headshots compared to how many hits in a game, 50, 60, 70 hits. And then people will ask about, well, should there be fighting then if you take away headshots? But, if someone's not looking and gets an elbow across the face, that's not, you're not engaging in that. A fight, you're engaging in it. If you really don't want to fight, I can attest for that. You don't have to fight. There's ways around that.
Right.
I know the word coward or chicken or whatever comes out, but I think everybody's beyond that. I don't think many NHLers really believe that anybody's a chicken in the locker room if they don't fight. But it's that's looking at a guy for the majority, eye to eye and getting in a fight. But a blindside hit or an elbow or smashing your head against the glass when you're not looking, that's a little different. You're not, you don't really have a way to stop that if you're the guy that's getting hit.
As an outside observer, it is encouraging to hear you say these things and to hear Sid say these things. And this is the leading edge of the wedge. But the thing that puzzles us to a great extent, and I'm interested in your response to it, is your own Players Association is shockingly, in my opinion, mum about this issue. As if there is representation of all players, and somehow if you're against headshots, you are discriminating against a small percentage of guys who administer those headshots. Is it frustrating to you as a player to not really have the support of your own Players Association in this matter?
Well, I think you have the support. I think my opinion is what they're doing is there's a fine line between taking out, like we say, fighting or a guy that does change momentum in a game by throwing a few big hits, getting the fans into it. There's a fine line there, and we are a union, and I've got a lot of great friends that, that's how they make their living and support their family. They do have to fight or they go out there, and it's not the same world that myself or, let's say, Sid lives in. If we don't go out and finish a check, we're going to get another shift the next shift. Some of those players, if they don't finish a check, they might be in the minors, and that's when I mentioned last week during media week that, it has to be coaches, GM, it has to be everybody buying in, because,
right,
if you come back to the bench and get benched because you didn't kill a guy when you could have, they're going to step into him. And, if we get a little leeway from the coaches there, knowing, you know what, there's no need to take the guy's head off in that situation. You know, it could be different, but, you know, that's where I see the union. You know, it's not just the star players. There's a lot of other players that make their living playing hockey.
Brad, what's it feel like when you're dealing with concussion symptoms? What's that experience like?
Well, fortunately, you know, mine subsided pretty quick. But while you're in it's you know, you could live your normal. Well, in my case, I can't speak for everybody else. You know, what I've heard, everyone's different. I could live a normal life, but when you're looking at your teammates and, you know, in the heat of the battle, you want to be out there, it just creates more, you know, you're anxious, you're nervous, when's it going to go away? You look at other players, you know, at the time I was out, Sid had already been out for 2.5 months or 2 months.
Right.
So you're thinking in your head, am I going to be out that long, or what if I can't finish the season? There's a lot of what-ifs and just, you know, constant questioning and constant assessing yourself. Every morning you wake up, you're assessing your... Okay, do I have a headache or do I have this? You know, and that's the hardest part. That's you know, you can still go live your everyday life, but if you're watching your teammates play and you can't do it, that's when, you know, all the other things come into play. If you were never playing hockey and you just had to, you know, it'd probably be a lot less stressful.
Do you wake up one morning and say I'm better? You know, I feel, or is it more?
I didn't have that. No, it was a gradual. You know, we're. Some symptoms went away, and you get to skate a little bit. You know, things didn't get too crazy. You know, the first few days, if I tried to ride the bike, it wouldn't have worked. I would have had to get off the bike, you know. But then probably 10 days into it, I was skating in full gear again, doing my, you know, and nothing was happening. And then you just tell right there, and then all of a sudden you're getting your sleep, and you're kind of waking up and fresh, and you just know that things are getting back there.
Are you a different player after going through this concussion than you were before?
I definitely was coming back from it. I think the summer off, you know, it's not near. It's in my mind because of all the issues we have. And
of course.
A guy like Sid is still out in the press conference, so it's constantly being talked about and brought up. But it's not the same now that, you know, you get 4 months of, you know, you're not getting hit and you're doing your thing and you're back into your routine of starting the season again. So. Definitely coming back in the middle of the season, not near as easy as people think, because you're, like I said, you're constantly assessing every situation. And for me and a lot of guys, you know, skilled guys, that's not how they want to play the game. They don't want to be thinking. You know, the last thing you want to be doing is worrying about someone hitting you, or, you know, that's not how I want to play the game. I won't be effective.
Brad will be at the Bay at Queen and Yonge, if you're in Toronto, from, in the next few minutes till 8 o'clock tonight, in an appearance for Tommy Hilfiger. You can come by and get an autograph. Thanks, Brad. Enjoy yourself in Toronto, and we'll look forward to seeing you during the season. Brad Richards of the New York Rangers.